Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Shmir Sarashim class learning on the eighth day of Chanukah, known as Zos Chanukah, the day that is the Malam in Ateva, the day is Mesugal for the Yeshuos that we have not yet seen, the day that we can work on ourselves to bring us above our natures, to overcome our nature, full of Siyata Dishmaya on this very holy day. Let's begin with the Tfil Al Hadibur, please. Ribbono shel olam, yehi ratzon lefanecha, racham v'chanan shetizakeni hayim uv'chol yom, lishmar piyu, lishanim u'lashon hara v'chilas, ve'ezar mi ledaber afilu al ish yachid, v'kol shekein al kal yisrael, o al chelek mehem, v'kol shekein mil yisrael, amidosef shel kosh baruch hu, ve'ezar mi ledaber divrei sheker, chanufa machlokas ka'as gaiva, onas dvarim, halbanas panim leitzonas, v'chol dibur asur, v'zakeni shel ledaber, kim davar hatzarich, le'inyani gufi v'nafshi, v'yu kol masai v'dibur el shem shemayim, amen, li'ilui nishma Svigar Shem Ben Yovachar Lav Hashem, Zashem Hashem and Aliyah in the merit of our Torah, also the Zchus Rafua Shalema for Bracha Vigaya Basra Chagat, Basoch Shar Chalei Yisrael. I'm sure that you saw, or maybe you didn't see, there was a terror attack yesterday in Eretz Yisrael at a bus stop near the settlement of Afra. There were a number of Jews waiting, and terrorist in car drove by and opened fire. A mother, yesterday I saw she was 21, and today I saw she was 30, who was 30 weeks pregnant, was the most critically wounded of the victims, and the baby's been delivered, but I saw this morning that the baby is not doing well. The baby is in a condition deteriorated overnight, so shubizoch atarachem yishamayim. Mashiach. Okay, what I want to begin with is actually a piece from Rabbi Meir Zilberberg. You have a handout. Please share with the person next to you. There's a few. You have a few copies in that pile. Mm-hmm. Could you pass me one of them, please? There's a whole bunch. Thank you. Okay, we are starting where it says Yod, so it's out of the Hebrew. We're starting at the middle column. Other column I did with Tzvi Zilberberg. Tell you one thing, I saw Rav Tzvi Meir, I was reading the Shal Shittis time. Rav Tzvi Meir says by candlelighting, there's different inyanim. We should daven for Torah for ourselves and our home. We should daven for tefillah. We should daven for tahara and bein adam chaveru. Torah, tefillah, tahara, bein adam chaveru, and ultimately not to forget to daven for Mashiach. And this is really the day that's the Malam in Ateva, the day that brings the most darkness when you're down to one candle. That final candle burning, when you look at that final candle burning and you think, you know, that's it till next year, halavai, that should be it, because that final light that's burning on the menorah should be zocha to usher in Yemosa Mashiach. A story is told over. A person was traveling to Eretz Yisrael. There's sometimes a Baal Shem Tov in Europe, and he went to tell Baal Shem Tov he's traveling to Europe, and the Baal Shem Tov said to him, you should be with, he was traveling, what did I say? Traveling to Eretz Yisrael, did I say that? And the Baal Shem Tov said to him, you should be very careful and think. If somebody asks you a question, be careful how you answer. That's the bracha that he told him. He said, okay, so we went to Eretz Yisrael, managed to get there. It's not like today, you know, I went sort of a joke, but it's a true muster. You know, we get on a plane, we say the Wi-Fi, my WhatsApp's not going fast enough, the seat's too small, I can't lean back, the food wasn't so good. Really? You're going to be there in 10 hours? It used to have to take you a month to sail around the world. You're complaining because the seat's a little bit cramped. Let's put things into perspective. So he makes it to Eretz Yisrael, he tours Eretz Yisrael, and finally, before he leaves to sail back home, he goes to the kotel for the last time for davening, and by the kotel he meets an old man, and the old man says to him, how are you doing here? He said, I'm a student, a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, and how was your trip? And the old man says, so how is it for you in Gala? So he says, it's difficult, but Baruch Hashem, we're managing. We manage, and he left. He finally gets back home, and finally he meets back up with the Baal Shem Tov. So Baal Shem Tov says, how's your trip? He says, it was good, Baruch Hashem. He says, did you remember what I told you? He said, yes, I remembered what you told me, to be careful before I answer anybody's question. He says, so did you? He said, yeah, man at the kotel. He said to me, how are you doing on Galos? I said, it's difficult, but Baruch Hashem, we're managing. Baal Shem Tov said, you fool. That was Eliyahu Navi. You told him we're managing on Galos. If you told them we can't manage one more day, it's so difficult and painful, Mashiach would have come. The story was told over by Esther Golanovich. I'm not from Ephra. Her son, David Golanovich, was killed last summer in the IDF, in the summer of 2017, in a training accident. And at a Sifa in Ephra, she told over this story. Somebody shared with me, my friend Zahava Farman shared a story with me, and I was thinking about that by the candle. We have to tell Hashem we can't manage one more day without Dr. Richie Friedman, Zichrono Levracha, pillar of the community, upstanding man of Chesed. There was a terror attack yesterday where Jews were just waiting on a bus through the Pittsburgh attack just a couple of months ago. We have to tell Hashem we can't manage anymore. Not Baruch Hashem, it's okay. Baruch Hashem, we have what we need, but Baruch Hashem, we can't manage one more day. Rav Tzvi Zilberberg says, don't forget, when you daven for Torah, when you daven for tefillah, they should be accepted. You should know how to daven. You should have the proper kavanas. When you daven for tahara, for your home and for Knesset, when you daven to improve interaction, better than the chaveru, don't forget that you need to daven for Mashiach. So anyway, while I was doing through Rav Tzvi Meyer Zilberberg, Sichos Hischazkos, I came across this section. Look at the middle paragraph. He's a hair b'mei Chanukah. You know, we tend to think that when we light the last lich, then that last light goes out to Chanukah is over. Chas v'sham, this is the most mesugal day. This is the most impactful day of Chanukah. This is Zos Chanukah, the day it's the Malam and Adem. It's not over, Adarabba. It's just begun in terms of the most tremendous kochos. So I thought it was very interesting. I'm learning the Shal Shuras. He's a hair b'mei Chanukah b'shmir sapeh. Look what he talks about. To be mizahir, to be careful, to be a guard, dafka. Now, this is not something we typically associate Hanukkah with Shmir Sapet. Many inyanim in regard to Hanukkah, we talk so much about Yosef, we talk about light and darkness, we talk about Geula, we talk about Rabban Biad Ma'atim. I don't know that I've ever seen brought down that Hanukkah is an opportune time specifically for Shmir Sapet. So, Ha'inyan Hashenihu Tahara Sapet. Again, I said I'm starting in the middle column. Right. This is a short excerpt from a very long piece on Chanukah. This is given over in Taf Shin Nun Ches. So, 20 years ago. Right. The purity of the mouth. Ikar avodas haChanukah hu lahalal ulahodos, which is what we say at the end of Bimei Matis Yo. V'kavush modus yimechanukah elo lahodos ulahalal. The ikar, the main part, if you will, of the avoda of Chanukah is to give praise and to give thanks. Amnam kedei lizchus lazer. However, in order to be zoche for this, tzarich lahachin hapeh. If you want to give halal and you want to give hodat Hashem using your mouth, you better prepare your mouth. Lahachin hapeh. Also, and you have to wash it out. Kaviyacha. That means not literally wash it out, but metaphorically. You should make your mouth worthy that it should be a kli that is worthy to serve Hashem. A kli shares, a vessel that is worthy to serve God. Pach achat shel shemen bechosmo, with the one vial of pure oil with the seal. Kedei lezakos lehaar haganuz, to be zocha to the hidden light. And this day is the day when we can extract the most kochos and the most from the hidden light, because it's the day that's a mom in a teva. Tzarich sheyhei hapeh chosem v'sasum. Look at this. If you want to be zocha to the hidden light of Chanukah, to be a kli shares, you have to make sure that your mouth is chatum, sealed, just like the pach shemen was chosem b'chos moshel kohen gadol. You have to make sure your mouth is sealed, v'satum, and closed. Zeh shorish ha-tahor. If you want to know what the shorish, the root of purity is, it is to make sure that your mouth is sealed. Shorish HaKedusha, this is the root of Kedusha. The Alkain, and therefore, look what he says, so beautiful. Madlikim al Pesach HaBayis. We lie by the Pesach HaBayis, by the entrance of the home. Lahoros al Pesach HaPeh. To show that this is the entrance of my home, this is the entrance of my mouth. That's exactly right. Kisifse Kohen Yishmu Das, the lips of the Kohen, the Pasuk says, guard knowledge. Vitora Yivakshu Mupiu, and Torah is sought from the mouth of the Kohen. So what does it have to do with me? Allah, call Yehudi, who bechinas mamlachas Kohen. Every Jew, the Pasuk says, in Shmos Perketas, at the beginning of Matan Torah, the story of Matan Torah, every Jew is in the bechinas, the category of mamlachas Kohen. B'nei Melachim, we're all sons of kings. Kohen Gadol, we're all Kohanim Gadolim. Day va'al yad has his hirus b'shmir sapeh. Look what Mamish is talking about. And by being careful, on guard with guarding your mouth, efshar lishmar hadas, it's possible to guard your das, your intuition, your knowledge, hatahora, the pure, v'chala ha'hishpa'us ha'yoredes ata, and everything that's mashpia, all the shefa, how do you translate that, the flow, all the flow that's coming down right now from Shemaim, right now, anta with an ayin, that's coming down right now, how are you going to tap into it? By guarding your mouth. Da'as zeh seder tahoros. Knowing this knowledge is in the order of purity. V'kal kamasha be'edu ches hayamim v'ches halelos, and it's applicable in these 8 days, in these 8 nights. Hapehi naki the Kodesh. The Peh must be clean, or must be holy. Yeah, Taka would have been better to learn this last Monday. However, it's never too late. We didn't learn together last Monday. I only came across this Shalashuddhis, this piece, and still Hanukkah, the Peh. So if we feel we didn't accomplish enough with Shmiras HaPeh these past 8 days, we should know Hanukkah is the Mesugal time. And in Tol Shkia today, it's Hanukkah. Even though we're not lying anymore, today is the holy day. The mouth is naki, clean, vakadosh, and holy. Bizhirus gedola, with great, we should be greatly on guard. Zochim the Chanukah ba'ofin yoter na'ala. You want to know how you can have a Chanukah that's on a higher level, that is on a more beautiful level, by guarding your mouth. Questions or comments? Yes?
I don't have a question about this, really. I have a question about what you said before, about the last day of Chanukah, about the kochot. Could you...
Okay, 1 second, please. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nehi
abad v'al. Amen. I know it's off topic.
The eighth day. 7 is considered teva. 7 is considered nature. Why is 7 considered nature? Because the world was created in a frame of 7 days. I mean, it was created in 6 days, and the seventh day is Shabbos. But the world is structured around this number of 7. So 7 represents natural order. 8 represents the order of Lamala Minateva. The 8 represents the order that is above nature. So this day of Hanukkah, the 8th day of Hanukkah, represents a day that is above nature. So even if according to nature the Jews are hated, and if according to nature it seems like I could never conquer my Chovas HaShmira, it just seems like according to nature I'm a Baal Lashon Hara Chas V'Sham. If it seems according to nature, that person will never get a Shirach. And if it seems according to nature that that couple cannot have children, I don't know if anybody saw, there was an amazing article in Mishpacha this past Shabbos about this Rebbe in Yerushalayim, the Radishitz Rebbe, did anyone see it? In Yerushalayim, who himself, he and his wife did not have children for 13 years. And he started, in addition to being a Hasidic Rebbe, he started an organization, Mayonos HaYeshua, for couples who have not yet become parents. It's about the holy work in his Rabbitson do. Baruch Hashem, they now have three children, but he waited 13 years. So if it seems a pitava, someone should not have a child. A pitava, that person doesn't seem to have any chance of getting married. A pitava, it seems like Mashiach's never going to come. The ultimate Yeshua that we're waiting for. Zos Chanukah, the 8th day is the holiest day, the most musugal time to bring down the Shefa Bracha because it's above nature. Doesn't matter what it seems according to the 7 days of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Hashem could do anything he wants, obviously, and he could bring us out of nature to really do miracles for us. According to nature, the Maccabim shouldn't have won the war. According to nature, a few Jewish weak soldiers, Chalashim, should win over the Giborim. How is it possible? They're warriors. They had tens of thousands of men. Antiochus was a strong army. How is it possible? So Hanukkah, it's Davka 8 days, not 7 days. Even though the miracle was really with only 7 days of the oil. There was enough oil for one day. So really, how many days were the days?
7.
The teva was, there's enough oil for one day. So why do we celebrate 8 days? You understand the question? It's a very classic, common question. There are very, very many answers the way to interpret this. But Pashut Pshat, the miracle was really 1 day. It was 7 days, I'm sorry. 1 day was teva. 7 days were Nisim. Why do we celebrate 8 days? But that's really bonus to all of everything's a days. And there's no such thing as being constricted by teva. We think we're constricted by teva, but we're not. The 8th day is the most power because it is the day where we are in the realm of Lamal Mina Teva. It's clear? Yeah. So that any Yeshua said, I'm not yet come, we should never chas v'shalom think it's not possible. If we want to show him, everything is possible. Anything else? Okay, let's go on. So Rav Tzvi Meir just told us, no, we have to finish. Rav Tzvi Meir just told us, if you want to bring down the most powerful Shafa Bracha, how should you do it? Al Yedei, he's Hirus B'Shmiras HaPeh. Through Shmir Sabbat, Efshel Shmar Das, I'm repeating, HaTahor V'chol HaShpa Us HaYiradus Ata. Comes through Shmir Sabbat, let's go. Why? Because, what is he basing this on? The whole Dosu L'Halal. So if you want to be Molda to the Ribbono Shalom, and if you want to be Mahal to Ribbono Shalom, how could your mouth, the same mouth that just spoke Lashon Hara, is now going to say, Hodo Hashem Kito of Kilo Amchasto, what a stira. If you want to be Mesugal during this time, you have to guard your mouth, he says. The Kamat Pa'amim, and also he, let's not forget, he compares the mouth to that Pach Shaman B'chosim Shal Kohen Gadol. You have to make sure that your mouth, like the Pach Shaman, is sealed, and that's why we like Al Pasach HaBayis to indicate the Pasach HaPeh. V'kama pa'amim yesh. There are certain times when shemichamas inyan shel mitzvah. Okay, you can share the paper, yeah? I'm in the second, really third paragraph, I guess. Third paragraph in the middle column. V'kama pa'amim yesh shemichamas inyan shel mitzvah. And there are some times where, because of the inyan of the mitzvah, yotzi miseder hayam regil, the day schedule is not usual, but you know about Chanukah, shel kol hashana. It's not the regular schedule of the whole year. V'tava hadvarim hu she'im yotzi miseder hayam regil, v'ochim l'kam v'sham. And the nature of the matter is that when you leave your regular pattern of doing things, and you got to here, you got to there. Afilu avur inyan shel mitzvah, even for a mitzvah. Kigon shehochem el yudim kasherim tzadikim. You go to visit holy Jews, righteous Jews. Oh, al mishpacha. What does he say? You might even be going to who? To visit your family, Jews. What's he saying? Chanukah parties. You have get-togethers. You have family gatherings. You go out of your usual schedule. The usual schedule is the kid, we all wake up. The men go to learn and show. The kids go to school. The wife does whatever she does. Everyone comes home. We have supper. There's a regular pattern. But during these days, it's not a regular pattern. What happens during these days? You go l'kanu, l'sham. Maybe you're going to visit by a kosher yid. Maybe you're going to a tzaddik. Maybe you're having a family gathering. Talk about mishpacha. Did anyone read the kichos this week? It's hysterical. Okay, fine. You know what the kichos is? The last one. It's hysterical. So then it was about trying to coordinate Hanukkah parties and times. And this one says she can't do because this is okay, this class party's now. This side of the family's now. This kid's class party's now. And finally, the last one. It's really fun. If you could see it, the kichos was hysterical. So the guy laughed out loud. But the punchline is the kid says to her mom, "When are we lighting menorah?" She says, "Menorah? What menorah?" She's so busy coordinating the parties. So, Talika, you might be even be just going for forget. You're not going to a gadol. You're not going to tzaddik. You're going to your heilige mishpacha, the kadoma. You're going visiting people like this. Shochachim lefamim. Sometimes you might forget. Umit rapim mishmer sepe. You become weak, like rofe. You're weak. You become weak from guarding your mouth. What happens when you're in a gathering of people all too often? Conversation might turn to lashon hara, gaiva, kaas, leitzanos, rachidos. In a gathering of people, you're not in your regular structure, and it might be you become very weak. You forget, and you become weak, and then Shmir Sapev, Shmir Sa'ayin, and in Shmir Sa'ayin, Verotzara Shamisprach, Shanizkar Kaseder Ma, the Isa Benoam Alimach. But that's not what Hashem wants. What Hashem wants, or Baruch Hashem wants, you should always remember what is written by the Noam Alimach, but is written by the Be'er Ma'im Chaim, Ve'od Tzadikim Schusi Alganilin, and other Tzadikim write, She'ain Min Hatzorech Lechapes Hachanos Gedolos, Ella. The tzaddikim teach us, you don't have to make all these big hachanos, all these big preparations, and you're busy with that, and you're busy with this, and you know, who's picking up the donuts, and who's getting the paper goods, and how many people are we having a taco, what time is it going to be, do I have to blow out the candles after half hour, you ask a shayla, what if I'm at a party, and I'm not home to light candles, what else should I do? I thought this was unbelievable. I was mamish reading the Shal Shostam. I couldn't believe it. It was like so many shemayim. Unbelievable. What do you have to do? Say the tzaddikim schusam yaget eleinu ach v'rak. Only and ba lishmar alapah. You want to be zocha to the tail of good time. You want to be have the oil like it was sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol. So seal your mouth. Lishmar al ha'inayim. Also this, he speaks to Olam of Tzumar, only speaks to men. The few times that he's been in New York, when he's spoken Eish Kodesh, for example, there's not even allowed to be women in the building. Lishmar al ha'inayim. So certainly Shmir Sanayim is in the beginning for men, but the truth is the mice, so we also have to be careful with what we watch, and we also have to be careful with what we see. The Meshach kol ha'yom tov. So yes, we're tackling this on the last few hours of the day, but it's still the Yom Tov, and then certainly you give Shafak Tov to other people. And he says specifically when you're in groups of people, whether it's Yudim Ksherim Tzadikim, it's not such an Indian that you're going to stand there and start talking Leitzanus and Lashon Hara. However, but when you're Mishpacha V'Kadoma, meaning you're with your family at Chanukah parties, you forget. You forget and you become weak. And the whole thing that Tzadikim teach us is Ach V'Rak Lishmar Al Hapeh. Okay, one more paragraph. So let's say, can we do one paragraph? Yeah. So vaha ikarhu. So in other words, when I do my photocopier, I'm happy when I just get everything on the page. It's from two different pages. I have to cut. Okay. So baruch Hashem vaha ikarhu. In other words, go to the column on the right side of the page. Okay. It's not the Hebrew way. I know. Vaha ikarhu. In other words, I now skipped a page and a half. I didn't give you the whole sicha on Chanukah. It was many, many pages. Vaha ikarhu. Any questions or comments? That's very relevant. Va'ikrahu, liskar v'leida, to remember and to know. Shaha kavana b'chozehu aleinu, the ikr, the main thing is to know and to remember that the intention with all this is upon us. Al ha-chalushus shalanu. On our, what is that? Chalishas hadas. What is chalushas? Chalushos?
Weakness.
Very good. It's about our weaknesses. Ha-mido shalanu. Our character traits are midos, habchinos shalamata me'asara shalanu. Oh, I'm not sure what that's referring to. He's going to talk about that a couple of times. I don't know what that's. The bechina is like the epitome of something. Like Avram was the bechinas chasad, so bechina is the epitome. If anybody knows what that's referring to, please tell us. Okay, let's go on. The isa mitzadikim zchus v'yilein zchus hamyagadim. We can learn from the tzadikim. May their merits protect us. Ki. One second. Beishamai, ki beishamai disveira lahau pachos v'holeich. What is beishamai paskin? Even though we don't paskin like this, we don't practice like this. What is beishamai paskin? We go from how many candles to how many candles?
More to less.
8 to 1. Pachot v'holeich. What do? You decrease. Beishamai disveira. The opinion of beishamai is pachos v'holeich. You start with 8, you go down to 1. We don't do that. We start with 1, we go up to 8. Hakavana. But there's great teachings. We don't just disregard the position of beishamai. Just because we don't practice like that, it doesn't mean we don't understand. We don't learn from beishamai. Hakavana sha'afshar leva'er v'legaresh es kol hara. The kavana of beishamai is it is possible leva'er to extinguish and to chase away all the bad. Giborim biyad chalashim. What's he saying? Beishamai says, how many candles should you start with? 8. How many should you end with?
One.
Giborim, and there's so many, 8 biyad chalashim. Ultimately, who will win out? That one weak little candle, that one weak little Jew, your one little weak midah tova that you think cannot possibly conquer, your midah ra, that one holding back, when you don't speak negatively, can conquer so many worlds. One second. Oh, I read that already? Even someone who feels that their strength is so weak, what is it possible? And during these days? Even someone who feels so weak, you feel like that small little Jew who's not a warrior, how could I possibly fight against such a great army? How could I possibly fight my Yetzer Hara? How is it possible for me, Lishmar Piu, Lishadim, Lashanara? All this time I'm trying, I can't do it. This is the time. This is, and that's why it relates very much to what you said about Lamalam and Hateva. Because according to Teva, I just can't seem to get it right. You can get it right. Ubiyoser Mesugo Biyamim Eila Lasos Chashbana Nefesh. And therefore, during these days, we should make an accounting of the soul, Chashbana Nefesh. The Kabel Kabbalos Tovas of Kol Shana. This is the time. You want to make a Kabbalah? It is during these 8 days of Hanukkah. You haven't made a Kabbalah yet? It is still Zos Hanukkah. There is still time right now to take a Kabbalah upon yourself for the whole year. Ki ata huzman shobadku umansu. You know what he's talking about? What's that? He's paraphrasing the Gemara from Masech HaShabbos Chaf Alf Amad Beis. The Gemara says, k'she nichnusu yivanim lehechad, okay? V'shkavru, k'she gavru beis chashmonai. They entered the Heichal, but they tried to clean up, and it says, Barku Umatsu, they checked and they found Pach Shem and Bechos Moshal Kosh Baruch Hu. He says, these are the days of Barku Umatsu. So what's he referring to? It's a play on words from the Gemara. The Jewish warriors, the Kohanim came in, they checked and they found one Pach Shem. So what's he saying about us? Badku Matsu, what should we do? Check ourselves and find within yourself that one near. Remember, Beishamai says you start with 8, even if you have 1, there's such power in that 1. 1 second. Vuhu davar niska v'inyan gadol. This is an unbelievably geshmak matter. As it's tzadikim zchusor yegein aleinu right, shechanaka huzman shel teshuva. Look at this, Chanukah is a time for teshuva. And certainly, we should take these kochos with us, that if he specifically, if Tzimai specifically relates us to the inyan of Shmir Sapat, we can do teshuva today. We can change ourselves. We can stop in our tracks. I'll call upon him levakesh v'lishanein mesha misparach. And at the very least, what should you do? Ask Hashem to help you. Remember what Henny says? Korach wasn't punished because he was Korach. Why was Korach punished? Who remembers what Henny says? Korach wasn't punished because he was Korach. He was punished because he didn't ask Hashem to help him. Korach was created with certain taivas. He had taiva for kavod, he had kina, he had certain taivas. He had an iron ra against his cousins. He wasn't punished because he was jealous. of his cousins. And he says he was punished because he didn't ask Hashem to help. So if we don't even ask Hashem to help us close our mouth, if we're not even mischanin and the mevakesh, Hashem, help me. Everybody here knows, says Rav Tzvi Meir, that during the duration of the year, we become weakened with your difficulties. You're tired, mityageya. You're tired from the difficulties and from your weakness. So every person according to his inyanim. Okay? Atzlus, what does atzlus mean? Laziness. Kapdanus, you know what that means? Very exacting. Very exacting. That's not always a good midah. It's good to be exacting, but not with other people. You shouldn't be so exacting with others. Midos, with your midos, ritzonos, with your desires, chaloshos, your weaknesses, v'kadome, harbe, yanim. All the midos, we know what weakens us. We know what's so hard for us. Lev, yodea, maras, nafsha. The heart knows the bitterness of your soul. You're not alone in your struggles. He says it again. I'm really not sure what it means. Everybody recognizes these 10 degrees of under him. Last line. This is the time when you can be saved for everything and you can be patur. Patur from what? All the negativity. So this is really the time. We still have time. It's still Hanukkah until Shkia. We have to know that we can take a Kabbalah upon ourselves, certainly in regard to Shmir Salashim, which is how we started off looking at Rav Tzvi Meir. This is the time. And we can't think, we shouldn't think we can do it on our own. We can't do it on our own. We have to thank and praise and ask Ribbono Shel Olam to help us. Any questions or comments?
Nice. Where did you find this?
Sichos Hischazkus, Rav Tzvi Meir Zilberberg. He's a big mashpia, Rav in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Moshe Twerska, Shem Mikom Dama, used to walk like an hour to be there for his Shalosh Shuddos and his Sichos. He continues Motzei Shabbos for many hours. I think it's so powerful because he speaks to every single person. Like everyone can read this and say, wow, he's talking directly to me. Something we can all relate to. We're on page 118. Let's go. Hine lafi masha be rarnu ma be rarnu. As God, because we've clarified, Barur, it's clear. According to what we've clarified, it's God ha inyan. Is everyone with me? Page 118. Yeah, okay. As God ha inyan shall at the top. God ha inyan, the greatness of the matter of kabbal sushmir, accepting upon yourself to guard your tongue. Who afilu biish prati? You shouldn't think you're a simple person. This doesn't apply to me. It applies to every single person. Shema kabbal atzma, who accepts upon himself to guard himself. V'kol shekin kama gedol k'dusha sa inyan. And how much more so? This is very interesting, by the way, because we just saw what Tzvi Meir says, it's particularly difficult when you go to Mishpacha and you go to other people, the Kadoma, i.e. you have Hanukkah gatherings. Look what the Mechaber, the Chafetz Chaim, is about to say. All the more so, how great is the holiness of this matter? When you find what we are sitting in, a chabura, a gathering, a group from chaber, chabura, a group, chaber, chabura is a group, or to cling to somebody else. When you find a chabura in this matter, in other words, a group of people who are trying to be mechazik each other. In what? In Shmir Salashan. So yischazku lekvod Hashem misparach. They are mechazik each other for the kavod of Hashem. Also siyag ba'atzmam. Wow, you know, remember the Chafetz Chaim said earlier, I don't know if you remember, he says that this Shmir Salashan is a meis mitzvah. Remember that? Mm-hmm. In the Sefer, a meis mitzvah. What does that mean? Meis mitzvah. What is it?
It's taken lightly.
A dead mitzvah. Why?
It's taken lightly, the mitzvah.
Because it's dead. In other words, people don't pay attention to it anymore. They're not interested anymore. And I mentioned this to Alyssa privately, but just to give all of us chizuk, I can hear her teach many classes. And in general, there are many people in many classes. It's very interesting to me that this class is much smaller than all my classes. It's tremendous chizuk. I'm giving you tremendous chizuk. It should be tremendous chizuk for all of us. I'm not saying my mouth is perfect. But if you don't even commit to being in a chabura of people being mechazik each other for kavod shemayim mishmer sarah, how can you possibly improve? And I think it's very impactful and telling I teach many classes and many topics. And I see that people are less interested. Why? Because it's hard. It's not pleasant.
They don't want
something's
to change.
So, because what?
They don't want to change.
They don't want to change. It's too hard. I'm stuck in Teva. I'm not Lamala Mina Teva. I can't possibly hold back. I go to gatherings. Nobody's interested. I teach evening classes. It's so hard to come out at night. There's more people in my evening classes. People are tired at night. Why? Because it's a meis mitzvah. So imagine the kavod you bring to Hashem when you're in a chabura of people who are dedicated and commit, at least to trying. It's not that we're perfect. We're not perfect. It's not that I never make a mistake with my lashon. Of course I make mistakes with my lashon. But to not try? To say it's a meis mitzvah, so I give up? What do we just do with Tzvi Meir? This is the time to take a Kabbalah for the whole year. You cannot give hoda'a and halal to Ribbono Shel Olam if your mouth is dirty. So you want to say halal, whether it's Rosh Chodesh, whether it's on Hanukkah, so you have to have Shmir Sapeh. At least we're trying to make a siyag, to make a fence. If you don't learn, if you don't sit down, if you're not in a chabura with mechazek each other, how could you possibly know what to do? Look at the chizuk he's giving us. Look at the chizuk Chavetz Chaim is telling us. Kama nachas ruach yagil HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unbelievable. Who cares, she says. It's a meis mitzvah. You don't consider it a meis mitzvah. You make a point of coming. You're dedicated. At least you're trying. The nachas ruach you bring to Ribbono Shel Olam. It's unbelievable. Kishayira shechavive mitzvos of Yisrael. Because what does Hashem see? It's not a meis mitzvah to us. We're dedicated to at least trying. How dear, chaviv, is the mitzvah to Israel. The call mitzvah u mitzvah tilamid zchus aleim. And each mitzvah and mitzvah, therefore, will be melamid zchus. How do you translate that? It'll bring us benefit. Bring us benefit. Okay. V'yadu ma'asham. So I just find that particularly very, very impactful. Because what the Chavetz Chaim is saying is, who could imagine the nachas you bring to Ribbono Shel Olam? A parent sees, for example, that, you know, one matter that's very important to the parent is trampled upon by all the children. And how does the parent feel? Very bad. This is very important to me. How could you trample upon that in my own home? You know, I don't know, think of anything that you find important and that people would step upon and trample upon and dirty. I don't know, you have a Persian rug that costs $5,000. Maybe you really do have a Persian rug that costs $5,000. Okay, so enjoy it. So you have a Persian rug that costs $5,000 and you ask everyone to dry off their shoes before they come inside. Just, okay, it's a totally gosh mystic example. I'm trying to drive home a point. And you ask people and it's raining and now it's fall and there are leaves and in the summer there's sand and there's wet towels and everybody tramples on that Persian rug with $5,000, and you ask so many times not to get it dirty, but you have one group who has kavod and they understand and they take you very seriously. How much nachas ruach lahavda alfe havdalos, trying to bring it down to terms that we could understand it. So do it to Baruch Shalom that at least my children are trying, they're making an effort. It's unbelievable how many zchusim you amass for yourself and bezos Hashem for our families, the neshama of your father. We learned it last time. Remember? We bring schosim to those in the Olam HaEmes with through Shmir Salashon. V'yadu ma'ashem chazal al pasuk v'ravu mikem chamisha me'ya u'me'ya mikem ravava yirdofu. So look at the English translation, please, right on the next page. It says Vayikra 26:8. It's mamish like right on the next side. 5 of you will chase 100 of them. So 5 Jews will chase 100 of the enemy. 100 of you will chase 10,000, that's the pasuk from Vayikra. So logically, if 5 will chase 100, then 100 should chase 2,000. But what does it say 100 will choose? That's math, okay? We're looking at the English because math not my forte, even though I assume that I could do this. It's easier because it's right here. Logically, if 5 chases 100, 100 should chase how many? 2,000. But what does the pasuk say? Umeyam ikem revava yirdofu. 100 will chase 10,000. So how could it be 100 will chase 10,000? That's not mathematically correct. Going back to what we said about being lamal min teva. Math is teva. Math has set rules. You can't say 2 plus 2 equals 5. Why not? 2 plus 2 doesn't equal 5. 2 fingers. 2 more fingers. I 4. It's not 5. But lamal min teva, the rules change. However, Let's look at it in English first, and then we'll go back to the Hebrew. The strength of many people participating together in a mitzvah is not at all comparable to the power of only a few who perform the same mitzvah. So you can't compare the fact that a chabura gets together. You know the term in English, strength in numbers? So many who perform a mitzvah, let's look at it in Hebrew, de'eino dome, you cannot compare, mirubim ha'osim mitzvah, many who perform a mitzvah, limu'utim, ha'osim mitzvah, to just a few who perform a mitzvah. Why? Go back to the rug. The example really works, okay? If 20 people take upon themselves not to trample upon the rug's going to be much cleaner than if only one. You have 20 people. So if 18 people say we won't walk upon the rug, right? Out of 20 people in the house. So the rug will maybe be very dirty. If one person says, I won't go on the rug, but 19 people go on the rug, how's the rug going to be? Ruined. But if 18 people say we won't go on the rug, and two do go on the rug, you have a good chance that your Persian rug is still going to be, you could vacuum it, you could spot clean it, but if the rove trample upon the rug, then it's trampled. But if the rove treat it with the kedusha that it deserves, lahavdil, then it'll be kadosh. V'al kulam yesh was, any questions or comments? V'al kulam yesh was a inyan no rab me'od. And for all of these matters, there is a great, awesome inyan, awesome matter. Shenaschi l'rapi b'ze es mizbech Hashem haharus sekama meyo shanim eschur ben habayis. And there's a very great inyan here. You should know what you're starting to do. You are starting to bring back, to rebuild, to heal. To heal what? The Mizbech of Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash. We spoke about longing for Mashiach. You have to tell Ribbono Shel Olam, we start off the story by saying, Hashem, what do you have to tell Hashem? We are not managing. Not Baruch Hashem, it's okay. We have a nice life. Baruch Hashem, we're alive, but Hashem, we can't manage another minute. Through Shmir Salash, and the ultimate goal is the Churban Beis HaMikdash, it has been desolate for the millennia, from the time of the Churban, Avur Avon Sin Eschin of Lashon Hara, because of the sin of basis hatred of Lashon Hara. Through your Shmir Salash, and you reverse the equation talking about math, and you will start to rebuild the Bizbech. Kamal Shabbi Arnab Shmir Salash, and Chelek Beis Perak Zayim. Now, my nephew was over, this goes back a few weeks ago. It was in October time for Shabbos. My six-year-old. My six-year-old nephew was over. It was very late. It was Friday night. He didn't want to go to sleep. And it was just me and him on the couch. And I was getting tired. So it was 10:30 at night. So he wants to know, are his parents there yet? My brother and sister went away for Shabbos. So I said, yeah, of course they got there at Shabbos. I was trying to tell him, even he got to sleep. The whole house is asleep. No, he's not home. He was just turning six. Are my parents there yet? So he said, yes, they're there. Of course, it's Shabbos. So he says, if you drive on Shabbos, it's a big avera. So I said, if you drive on Shabbos on purpose, it's a big avera. If somebody drives on Shabbos by accident, remember how I'm talking to him, I said, and Hashem doesn't count it as an avera. So he says, if you do it on purpose, it's an avera. So I said, yes. So then he says to me, if you do an avera on purpose, how many bricks do you get off the base of Mikdash? And my breath was taken away because do we think that? Do we, adults, or sometimes cynical, or sometimes pessimistic, or sometimes giving up, chas v'shalom, hope on ourselves, let's say, I don't want to say even hope on Mashiach, which we should never do, remember, go from 8 to 1. It's giborim, the 8, the many, bi'ad chalashim. But do we really think when we do an avera, do you really think when you speak Lashon Hara, Leitzanos, Kaas, Gaivo, Nasvarim, Habaras Panim, do you really think you just took another brick off the Mizbeach of Hashem? Like a lot of the Chavetz Chaim say, through Shmir Salashon, you rebuild, you start to add the brick. So what does that mean? What does it mean? Through negative speech, through being nechsha with your speech, it means that you mamish destroy, you take away from the Mizbeach Hashem, so, which was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam and Lashon Hara. Instead of doing the Halacha from Halacha Day, I actually want to say from Rabbi Bender. I don't know if anybody saw this. It goes back to November 21st, 2018. So we're already a few weeks ahead of that, but I saved it. Okay. And it's on a very relevant situation that practically talking about Halacha Maisa affects us all. Dear parents, from Rabbi Bender Shlita, Baruch Hashem, the school year is progressing tremendously. The learning, the chinuch, the mesifta. Okay. Last Shabbos. I had the great, some of you may have seen this, it's worthy of repeating it. I had the great schus of being invited with a few other American Rosh Yeshiva to a convention, a massive convention of mechanchim from all over Europe. It was in Holland. They came from London, Gateshead, Manchester, Antwerp, Amsterdam, Zurich, Gibraltar, Paris, Marseille. Marseille? Marseille?
Marseille.
Marseille? Oh, really? Okay. My wife and I came away tremendously inspired by the participants who themselves came to be inspired. They toil under very difficult conditions and circumstances. They are literally moser nefesh to bring Torah into Yiddish Kinderlach. I had the chus of having 100 private meetings over the weekend, most of them very positive, to discuss how to reach every single child in the class, kriya issues, midos, etc. Some of the meetings were very difficult. One mechaneches, whose husband is a mechanic, and during late stages of brain cancer, sorrows. But nothing troubled these mechanechim more than something that has troubled all of us for many years, the terrible invention of WhatsApp. I had no idea this was a global phenomenon. I thought it was an American problem. It is a universal issue. A chashuv rebbe with 10 years of extremely successful teaching experience literally cried to me about how one parent in the class spread hotzah shemer about him in a WhatsApp group. He is now being destroyed over shaker lies. We unfortunately have this issue in our yeshiva as well. I also think it ties in very relevantly to the piece that we just spoke about, because the Chavetz Chaim we just read talks about specifically when you're in a chabura. For the positive, we saw Rav Tzvi Meyer, when you're in a chabura, okay, whether it's a Hanukkah party or a different time, how so quickly things can spiral out of control. Unfortunately, said Rabbi Bender, we have this issue in our yeshiva as well. Some otherwise fine and decent parents have no problem sending out negative comments about the Rebbe, teacher, or yeshiva as a whole, without considering that this type of communication is Gehenim grade material. Now, tying in again to the inyan of Chabura of Tzvi Meyer, Chabura Latova in the Chavetz Chaim, and the last part we just ended within the Sefer is that we're destroying the Beis Hamikdash. He said it's Gehenim. Ooh! Ah! It just, I've got it back. I swiped to something else by mistake. Okay, 1 second. Gehenim grade material. If you knew that your thoughtless, callous comment would rob a family of their livelihood, I'm sure you wouldn't go near it. Yet many have no problem writing on a frequent basis to 25 other parents in the class feelings and ruminations about the Rebbe or teacher. I once thought I should be embarrassed to write about this. That's what Rabbi Bender says. Maybe we're the only school that has this issue, but this is universal, exclamation mark. Make no mistake about it. Capital letters, there is ritzicha going on across the wide yeshiva world. Murder. We are privileged to have a hanhala open to listen to anyone. We don't always agree, but we will listen. We will take your input seriously. In other words, if you have an issue, what's he saying? Take it out with the person or the hanhala. Why do we need to broadcast in a group situation? So we tend to think when it comes to our devices, talking about halacha and ma'aseh and practical, that it's not the same. That I'm not saying in person, I'm not using my speech, rechitza. Gehenim grade material. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Sha'ar Gimel of Sha'arei Teshuvah, one who embarrasses another person in public loses his share in Olam Haba forever. Worse than a murderer. We don't find a murderer loses his chelek in Olam Haba. Why someone who embarrasses someone in public? Rav Hirsch Feldman Zatzal, the Mashgiach Ruchani in the Mir Yeshiva, explains, at least someone who commits a murder regrets it, but a human being can shame his fellow and laugh afterwards. That's Eitzanus. I'm urging each and every one of you to sit down tonight and make a chashbon ha-nefesh. We just learned the Tzvi Meyer. This is the time for chashbon ha-nefesh. Together with your family members, is getting something off your chest so important that you risk your chelek and olam haba and end up with the virtual blood of other yidden on your hands? I wrote a message about this over 2 years ago, which included a less than 3-minute video by the Chavetz Chaim Heritage Foundation, including, but okay. I fully realize, in most cases, he ends, I'm singing to the choir. I am blessed with a wonderful parent body, but if this applies to you, I implore you, take it to heart. In closing, I would like to suggest as a matter of principle, so here is a practical way to avoid the problem. The mora of the class on every chat, having the teacher in the chat, would alleviate this problem dramatically. I would rather not insist on everyone shutting down WhatsApp groups, even though I cannot stand them. So again, it's not... If you're messaging someone privately, there's still the problem of Lashon Hara and Leitzanus and Kas, but it's not in a public forum. Then it becomes no different than text messaging. It's one-to-one. The problem is when you're in a... By the way, I'm not condoning. I'm not saying that in those situations we should be talking Kas and Leitzanus either. It's also Rechitza. But when you're in a group, and then you have the element of public shaming, Tamar was ready to be thrown into the Kibshan Aish rather than to embarrass Yehuda in public. I don't think this is, okay. I would rather not insist on everyone shutting down WhatsApp, even though I cannot stand them. And my instinct is not to ban everything, but help us right the ship. Our children's neshamos and our own depend on it. So halavai we should be zocha during this final hours. And it is Zos Chanukah. We have to ask Hashem to help us to change. You can take Kabbalahs for the whole year. We want to be zocha to be people who are roi, lehodos, lehalal, leshimcha ha-gadol. We have to make sure that the peh matches the beauty of the Chanukah lich in the Pesach HaBayis. Any questions or comments? Okay, so I wish you a very lichtige Zos Chanukah Sameach, a chodesh tov, b'suras tovis. And remember, when you daven, for Yishalayim ircha barachamim tashuv, think of that mother in Eretz Yisrael and her 10-week premature baby who I saw this morning is doing very poorly, deteriorated over the night. Don't tell Hashem you're managing. Hashem, we can't take it one more day. We are not managing on galus at all. Anything? Okay, besoros tovos, ladies.